As a result of the Second World War, Germany was divided into two states, the Federal Republic of Germany and the German Democratic Republic, in short, the GDR. From 1945 onwards, more than 3.5 million GDR citizens fled from the communist dictatorship to the West. To prevent the state from bleeding to death, GDR leaders erected an impassable wall right through the middle of Berlin on the 13th of August 1961, and a deadly border barrier from the Baltic Sea to Bavaria. From that day on, a so-called Iron Curtain separated the two German states. Hundreds of GDR citizens lost their lives in the following years, trying to escape over the deadly border installations.
Oh, wow.
Tens of thousands were sentenced to long prison terms for unsuccessful escape attempts. The evening of the 9th of November 1989 has gone down in history as a day to remember. At a press conference in East Berlin, broadcast live on television, the then GDR State Secretary, Günter Schabowski, informed the assembled journalists about a new travel regulation for the GDR. A journalist from the West German newspaper Bild asked when this new regulation would come into effect and whether it would also apply to Berlin, because West Berlin, which belonged to West Germany, was located in the middle of the GDR. To the journalist's surprise, Schabowski was uninformed about this. He therefore replied, after shortly hesitating, "As far as I know, it comes into force immediately, without delay." This information was wrong, because the travel regulation was supposed to apply from 4 o'clock the next day. By this later point in time, the GDR border guards would have been informed about the exact contents of the new travel regulation. But not by that same evening. The GDR border guards were therefore completely unprepared. And so a world sensation was born. Schabowski had made the most beautiful mistake ever made by a German politician. That same evening, tens of thousands of East Berliners flocked to the hitherto completely sealed border crossings. With a cry, "Open the gate!" they forced the borders open. The pictures of GDR citizens crying with joy and being completely stunned went around the world. Historians compare the fall of the Berlin Wall with the French Revolution of the 14th of July 1789 and the storming of the Bastille in Paris. Like the Bastille, the Berlin Wall was a symbol for lack of freedom. When the symbol fell, the end of the old rule had arrived. 3 days after the fall of the Berlin Wall, on the 12th of November 1989, the closed border on Federal Highway 208, just outside Ratzeburg, opened too. The sensational news of the imminent opening of the border spread like wildfire in the Duchy of Lauenburg district. Thousands flocked to the border near Mestin on this chilly November Sunday to witness the event. A construction team of GDR border troops removed the border barriers and created a temporary road crossing. The queue of numerous Trabis, Skodas, Wartburgs and Laders stretched many kilometers into the Mecklenburg hinterland. When the border finally opened at 1 p.m., the sun made its way through the clouds. Numerous press representatives reported on site and television crews filmed the historic moment of the border opening. The GDR citizens were greeted with loud applause, huge cheers and indescribable enthusiasm. Moving scenes took place and many people on the roadside and in cars wept with joy. Countless citizens brought small gifts, such as sweets, chocolates, fruit and flowers, to welcome the compatriots.
Aww.
Everyone was aware of the fact that they were witnessing an event of historical significance. Nothing would be the same in the future. Many people were unanimous in their belief that the opening of the border would mean an end to the unnatural division of Germany. In Ratzeburg, a wave of helpfulness awaited the compatriots. The indescribable euphoria of that day is reflected in numerous letters that many GDR citizens sent to the mayor of Ratzeburg in the days that followed. For example, a couple from Schwerin, a city in the former GDR, described their experiences and feelings about this memorable day in moving words. The 12th of November 1989 will remain in our memories for the rest of our lives. It was our first visit to the Federal Republic since the wall was built, and, to be honest, we drove across the border with mixed feelings. But what we experienced then is simply unbelievable if you were not there yourself. So much enthusiasm, so much hospitality, so many conversations and encouraging words, so many warm hugs from people you didn't know. We were not ashamed of tears on the open road. Yes, it was a historic day, and we are happy to have been part of it.